We are Quixie 98.3. It is Wednesday afternoon, which means it's time for Forever Friends. Unfortunately, I'm missing my furry friend in the form of Mike McNutt this week. He's feeling a little under the weather, so hopefully he will be getting better soon. So we will be talking about the animal shelter and all the things that have been going on over there. So the animal shelter has got adoptions going on, but they are by appointment only. So you need to fill out the application. You can find that on their website, hcky.org, or of course I will provide a link on our Facebook page, Quixie98.3, and our website, WQXE.com. Very simple. Go fill out the application and you can adopt a new forever friend. So you can make the appointment to see the dogs, but cats are a little harder to manage because, well, you can't exactly bring a cat to your car. So definitely keep that in mind. But there are lots of forever friends that need forever homes. So you can see all the adorable animals that are adoptable on Finding Rover or PetFinder.com. Both of those places are where they've got all the adoptable animals listed. And I do want to mention, since we've started Forever Friends back in 2017, we have found over 280 animals, new forever homes. They've been adopted, which is fantastic. It's all part of the Forever Friends program. All right, so, and one more thing that I do want to mention, as we're moving into the colder months, remember that the animals outside do need a good shelter or a place to stay. So I did share it earlier this week over on the Adam in the Afternoon Facebook page. Keeping your fur babies warm in the winter is very simple. All you need is a plastic tote, a styrofoam tote, and some straw. It's just a couple of steps, and you can make it a shelter for cats. It can protect one or two outdoor cats per shelter, so that's very good. And also, speaking of straw, I do want to mention that Friends of Hardin County Animal Shelter has a voucher program for straws, and we did have some questions about this last week. Mike brought it up. So what you can do is you can give the shelter a call at 270-769-3428. If you need help getting that supply of shelters, they'll fill out the voucher for you. And again, that is through Friends of Hardin County Animal Shelter, and they have been supporting the animal shelter and been doing a fantastic job. So again, the animal shelter open Monday through Saturday, noon to 4 at 220 Peterson Drive in Elizabethtown. But remember, those adoptions are by appointment only. So you got to fill out the application at hcky.org. You can also give them a phone call if you have any questions. The number is 270-769-3428. Or you can find them on Facebook, which is another great way to find out what's going on at the Hardin County Animal Shelter. That is Hardin County Animal Shelter KY over on Facebook, so very easy there. And of course, like I mentioned, you've got Finding Rover, Pet Finder, all that, all those places where you can see the adoptable animals. And again, if you have any questions about any of the services that the shelter has, definitely give them a call. The number one more time, 270-769-3428. And I do want to mention that we couldn't do Forever Friends without the help of our friends, Pet Supplies Plus, over on Town Drive in Elizabethtown.